Now, many of you have heard the term double taxation, but you're confused and you don't quite understand how there's double taxation in a C corp, but not in an S corporation. I want to explain that a little bit. If you look at a C corporation tax return, there's actually a line on there that says total tax. A C corporation is taxed based on the taxable income, which is the difference between your gross receipts and the expenses of your business. Essentially, it's the net profit of your company. If you have a C corporation that earns $100,000, that C corporation is going to be taxed on that $100,000. Anytime you pull money out of that C corporation, you're going to have to pay taxes on that on your personal income tax return. It's normally paid to you in the form of dividends, but occasionally C corporations, they'll pay officers wages, W-2 wage, but generally it's dividends. The IRS will never fight you as far as paying a reasonable salary in a C corporation, because if you don't pay yourself a salary, there's no deduction and there's going to be more taxes. There'll be less deductions, so you'll have more taxable income in the C corporation. So on $100,000, if you have a $100,000 profit there and you pull $100,000 out of the business during the year, your C corporation is going to pay taxes on that $100,000 at the corporate tax rate, and you're going to pay income taxes on that dividend amount on your individual return. So it's double taxed.
So on the C corporation tax structure, what happens is if the company pays out a wage, it gets to deduct that wage before it pays the taxes on the money that it earns. You've got to remember that a C corporation is its own taxing entity. It is not a pass-through entity. It pays its own taxes. When it pays out a wage, it gets to deduct that wage. And of course, that wage is all subject to the social taxes, the Social Security, FICA, FUTA, and all of that sort of stuff, the 15, 16%, whatever it is. Now, remember, in the S corporation, we took out the reasonable wage, the $50,000. We paid the social taxes on that, and then we paid the rest out as the distribution, which was not subject to the social taxes. Well, in the C corporation, you either pay out a salary or you pay out a dividend. And the problem is the dividend is not a deduction to the company. It's an after-tax dollar as far as the company's concerned. Company's already paid tax on that money. Then when you get the money, the dividend, you have to pay income tax on that money, so it's a second tax on the same dollar. When these people talk about the corporations not paying enough in taxes, they're absolutely insane, because they pay the wage just like everybody else, and if they pay anything out to the owners, it's double taxed. It's like a 70% tax when you calculate it all out. So, in a little company with earned income, you're going to pay a lot less tax if you structure it as an S corporation, take the reasonable salary, pay the rest out as a distribution. I'm not sure why people would even want a C corporation.
I know sometimes individuals are talked into operating as a C corporation because the tax is going to be so low that it won't meet any tax brackets. But remember, anytime you pull that money out, you're still taxed. And if you find a competent accountant, you'll find that he can find just as many tax breaks, if not more, for you by operating as an S corporation. I recently had a new client come to me who I proposed to close down some of his entities and also convert some of them to S corporations. And he said, "Ben, I paid my last accountant a lot of money to structure it this way, and he told me it would save me a lot of money in taxes." Well, I took those same numbers and I acted as if they were S corporations and ran it through my tax software, and he actually ended up paying close to $3,000 extra by having a C corporation. Not only did it cause him more taxes, but he also had more tax returns going through the IRS system, which could potentially trigger an audit for him. The more lottery tickets you buy, the higher the odds you have of winning the lottery. And I look at tax returns the same way. The more tax returns you have going through the IRS system, the more likelihood you have of winning that IRS lottery. It's very rare that I find C corporations to be a good way to operate a business. And the reason why is, you have to keep immaculate books and records. While I was working at the IRS, the biggest tax bills that were issued were related to C corporations. Most of the C corporations that I dealt with were closely held. And what that means is they weren't large public corporations. They were owned by maybe one or two individuals. And what happens is they don't keep really clean books and records. They commingle. And because they don't have good books and records, at the end of the year, they're stuck with a profit that they're taxed on. But most importantly, if they're audited and they're commingling their funds, any expenses that are disallowed is a double tax to the taxpayer. Any adjustment that I would make as a revenue agent, it would affect the taxes on the C corporation and again at the individual level. So it's almost like a double adjustment. The expense is disallowed, so you now have more net income in the C corporation. And then what the IRS will do is they'll turn around and they'll hit you with that same amount as a constructive dividend, and they'll make you pick that amount up as income on your personal income tax return. So if you have $20,000 worth of personal expenses in your C corporation, the IRS is going to disallow that. So now you're going to be taxed on that $20,000 inside your C corporation. And then they're going to require you to pick that up as dividend income on your personal tax return. So now you're going to pay taxes on that as well. So it's a double tax.
Ben, this is independent of the tax aspects of it. But from a lawyer's standpoint, commingling is the number one thing that you don't do. If you commingle money, that is, you use company money for personal stuff, then we're going to nail you. We set aside the corporate shield. You're personally liable. You lose all of the protection that the corporation offers. So not only is it a double taxation type problem, it's also a huge legal problem when you commingle money. It's a no-no. Now, there are other rules I know associated with corporations. Go ahead.
There's a lot of complicated rules to C corporations that you've got to follow, and there's a lot of tax traps that you can fall into. Now, there are benefits to C corporations, but I personally believe that the consequences definitely outweigh the benefits. If you insist on having a C corporation, make sure you have absolutely clean books and records, that you don't have any personal expenses in there, and that you have an accountant that knows exactly what he's doing. While working at the IRS, I don't recall ever meeting a tax preparer who was aware of all those tax traps. With every C corporation I audited, I can always find some type of trap that the taxpayers fell into. For example, accumulated earnings tax if you hold too much money in your company. If you're a personal service corporation, if you're an accountant, doctor, attorney, you're going to pay the highest corporate tax at a flat rate if you're a personal service corporation. Some accountants don't know that. Now, sometimes taxpayers don't have an S corporation because they don't qualify. There's some rules that will disqualify you from operating as an S corporation, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to operate as a C corporation. Maybe a partnership is a better idea for you.
Actually, Ben, I will agree with you. When a guy comes up to me and he's a real estate investor and he says, oh, I got my C corporations, I'm going, I don't think so. Because the real estate generates passive income. If it's in the C corporation, that turns into corporate income, which means the only way you can get it out is to pay a wage with all of the social taxes, or to pay it out as a dividend. And of course, that means you get the double taxation. Now, there are reasons for a C corporation, and every once in a while, I will recommend one to somebody. The primary reasons deal with benefit plans, retirement plans. The benefit plans and retirement plans are under ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. The fact of the matter is the IRS has made it so that small business owners can't participate in many of the benefit plans. You can have a benefit plan like an HRA or a 125 cafeteria plan in a partnership or an S corporation. Now, that could also be an LLC taxed as a partnership or an S corporation. But the catch is, anybody that owns basically any stock in the company can't participate. And as a small business individual, I don't want to just set up a benefit plan for my employees. I want to be able to participate in it also. Well, in the old days, it used to be that your husband or your wife, your spouse, could be the employee. They don't own any part of the company. You could own the company. They could be the employee. and they could participate in the plan, and you could be their dependent, and so you could bootstrap participation into this plan. Well, a few years back, the IRS said, nah, I don't think so. And the Obama administration made it so that the ownership of stock was attributed to the spouse. So my spouse can't be the participant anymore because they are deemed to own the interest in the company also. The only way you can get around that is to have the company be a C corporation. The IRS figures if you're going to set it up as a C corporation, well, that's not the business structure for a small guy, so we will let all of the owners of the company, everybody, participate in the benefit plans. And if you've got a lot of extra money, the benefit plans make a great tax shelter. Now, you do have to have the employees participate, but if it's a C corporation and I don't have many employees, it may be possible for me to bury a lot of money into these benefit plans under ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Whatever your company contributes to these plans comes out above the line. And just as a little aside note, these plans are 100% asset protected. There isn't a judge in the United States that can take your HRA money or your 401k money away from you. You can go bankrupt, you can get sick, the IRS can come after you. I don't care. The money's not going anywhere. Actually, there are a couple of places where you could lose the money. And one is in the divorce. But generally, this money is protected from your creditors. Now, we're not really that interested in asset protection here. We're interested in taxes. So let's look at the tax aspect of an HRA. It's called a health reimbursement agreement or a health reimbursement arrangement. I don't use HSAs for two reasons. One, you're extremely limited as to the amount that you can put into it. And two, you have to have an independent trustee, the insurance company. They control the money. And I don't like the insurance companies controlling my money. So I'm going to teach you how to use an HRA. First thing you do is you have to have written plans. And by the way, if you want to participate in the plans, your company has to be a C corporation and it needs to adopt the plans. So the company signs all the documents. Then they go down and they set up a checking account, same bank that the regular checking account is in. The company moves money from the regular checking account to the HRA checking account. How much money? There is no limit, as long as it's reasonable to meet your health needs. And if you're sick and have cancer, that could be a lot of money these days. The company gets 100% tax deduction for every dime that it moves from its general checking account to the HRA checking account. So, you've got $25,000 in your checking account. What can you do with it? Well, you reimburse yourself for all health-related expenses. What's a health-related expense? Well, the doctor, the deductible, the insurance premiums, the eyeglasses, the dental work, the prescriptions. Obamacare took out over-the-counters. You pay for all health-related expenses. In order to have it paid for, what you do is you go out, you incur the cost, you get the receipts, you put them in an envelope, monthly, annually, weekly, I don't care. You reimburse yourself out of the checking account for those receipts. That money comes to you tax-free. It's not reported, no 1099, no nothing, tax-free. So let's say I put my $25,000 into the account and I only use $15,000 of it this year for all of my insurance and all my medical everything. I've got the receipts for it. I have to have the receipts to show the IRS I got reimbursed, but I only got reimbursed for $15,000. That leaves $10,000 in the account. And the neat thing about it is there's no use it or lose it rule here. I can invest it anywhere I want. It grows without a tax. So for the next 10 years, I'm putting my $25,000 away every year. I retired, shut my company down 10 years from now. There's $300,000 in that account. What can I do with it? No, you can't do whatever you want with it. You reimburse yourself for health-related expenses. But is long-term care health-related? Or the law says this is a benefit plan. It's not a retirement plan. You use the retirement word, the R word, we're going to wash your mouth out with soap. This is a benefit plan. The company can terminate the plan. So who's the company? You. The company can terminate the plan at any time. When the company terminates the plan, all the money in the plan comes to the then participating employees as income. You have to pay income tax on it. But wait. You got to pay income tax on your standard IRA money when you get it back, or your 401k money when you get it back. Can you see what we just did? This is neat law, guys. But as a small business owner, the only way that you can take advantage of these plans today is if you are a C corporation or an LLC taxed as a C corporation. Now, the C corporations have a lot of tax disadvantages, particularly if you're doing real estate, and they're harder to maintain in order to get the asset protection. So we don't recommend C corporations very often anymore. And if your accountant has got you in a C corporation, you'd better be able to justify that really well for me. Otherwise, you're using the wrong business entity.